Welcome to the Florescence Podcast, a show hosted by a 20-something-year-old. My name is Felicia Orr, and we will chat all about business, health, lifestyle, wealth, and just honestly navigating our 20s. So let's get into it. Hello, beautiful humans. She is back after a few weeks off. Oh, geez. Just looking at the date when I last published. About a month off, but that's all good. She was busy. I appreciate everyone for being patient with me coming back to the podcast. The final few weeks pre-wedding and even post-wedding has been really bloody hectic, and I have sat down today. It is the 12th of March. We have been married for 10 days and I'm like, what am I going to record today? And for the most part, this podcast, I want to add value and I want to teach you something. But also, there is a big chunk of the podcast that is just me documenting my life. And so I sat down and I was like, okay, let's do a quick debrief of the wedding and then let's get into some tips or something that I can teach you. But actually, I just want to chat about my wedding. So this isn't going to be relatable to everyone. And I know everyone's not going to listen to it anyway by the title. But yeah, I just wanted to sit here and reminisce on the wedding of Daniel and Felicia McKenzie Orr. So yeah, my name is Felicia McKenzie Orr. I haven't changed it on anything yet, but we will do that in due time. But guys, I'm a wife. I'm a mother freaking wife. Is that not the weirdest thing ever? In true Felicia fashion? Felicia. Goodness, I can't even talk. In true Felicia fashion, I love a recount. So we're just going to reflect on the past month of my life and what we got up to. The first thing that comes to mind is on the Monday, two Mondays before the wedding, I went and picked up my wedding dress, which was super exciting and made it feel very real. If anyone else is in the wedding prep process, you know, when you like go try on dresses for the first time, that is like when you actually feel like I'm a bride. And I didn't do that until 18 months, I think, into the process. So only about January last year was when I actually started feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get married in a year, guys. And now I am. And it went really quickly, and now that's no longer a big part of my life. The self-awareness on me knew that like post-wedding would be quite challenging for me. And for the moment, it's been okay. We're only like 10 days in. But yeah, the next day I was like sad that it was over, you know. I'm like, we have so much massive build-ups for this one day. And it literally was the freaking best day ever. Like, imagine you have planned this day. You get to eat the food you want, you get to decorate it how you want, and you invite literally everyone you love, and they all are really happy for you, and the vibes are on, and people say nice things about you in speeches, and everyone just wants the best for you. Like, honestly, best day ever. But as I digress, but you can hear how excited I am about the wedding. Yeah, so that was like the first big like tick off the list in the like couple of weeks leading up, like that we had to do. And like mostly everything was ticked off because I am a type A girly. I'm a very organized person, and a lot of it was all organized in advance. Google Calendar runs my life. I knew when the deposits and I knew when like the balances of things needed to be paid, and we were on a roll. So the week of the wedding was actually pretty chill for the most part, and I knew when we got to Thursday, which is when we got to set up the venue, that it was just all going to be go from there. So we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the week of the wedding. And we, 3 weeks before our own wedding, we travelled to Auckland for our friend's wedding. And Daniel was in the groom's party. So that was really fun and exciting. And just, yeah, meant that we were in a very busy time of our lives. And I was saying to my friend that the time between their wedding and our wedding felt like literally a week, but it was three, you know. It just went so bloody quickly, and now we're all able to start settling into normal life again. Like, I feel this drive and this hunger to want to do some kind of challenge or something. I don't know, I went off doing weight training for probably like, I don't know, 3 months before the wedding. I just didn't want to change or alter my body too much because I'd obviously bought a dress in a certain size. But now that that's all out of the way, I'm like really feeling the itch to write a program or do some kind of challenge, because there's obviously been lots of celebrations with hen stews and weddings and just even just Christmas and everything, that I've been drinking a lot of alcohol, more than I would like. And did I get drunk on my wedding? Yes. Yes, I did. It was so much fun though. And I tried my best to pace myself until I couldn't because I got too excited. But still, literally the best day ever. And people always say that, but like, it is. It's so much fun. So yeah, this episode's going to be a bit all over the place. And I hope you guys either ride with me, or if it's not really your jam, like, that's totally cool. But it would be wicked to listen back to this episode, I don't know, like in 10 years and hear Felicia post-wedding 10 days after. Our wedding was very much a DIY wedding, so we did rely a lot on our family and the people around us to help us set up. And our venue was very DIY as well. So they had tables and chairs, which we were using. But other than that, we bought everything else. We bought the vases, the candelabras, the plates, the knives and forks, all the glassware, all the decorations and backdrops, etc. And we did have a lot of help in this department though. I personally sourced all the plates, cutlery, serveware and glassware myself from stores or previous brides, and I'm in the process of selling that all at the moment, and it's going really well because I just can't wait to have my lounge and my garage back and not have boxes everywhere. And we borrowed a whole heap of table decor from one of Daniel's colleagues. And then my stepmom, Sai, owns all backdrops, and she fully decked out our setup for our wedding. She made us a photo backdrop. She made us floral pillars for our arch. She made us a seating plan, a timeline, all the table numbers, a bar sign, a champagne wall, like the whole shebang. And it was awesome. And so beautiful. Our wedding was very, very colourful, with the main colour being orange, which is, over the past couple of years, has become my favourite colour because I enjoy wearing it. I really like how orange looks on my skin tone, so that was very prevalent on the day with my orange heels. And the dress I changed into later had like an orange pattern on it, and the flowers were bright and colourful and beautiful, and just everything went amazing. If you are a bride-to-be or in that process or have friends, and if you've seen my photos or whatever on Instagram and you want to know like who did what, like feel free to message me. Like, a lot of the vendors I used, that was their first wedding, and that was really exciting for me to be able to give them that opportunity, because I have a bit of a community within the Manawatu. So me posting about them is giving them that exposure, but then also just giving them the confidence and the practice to do on my wedding. Like, I wasn't even fazed that it was their first wedding. Like, I just knew they would do amazing. So that was really special. And I did my own makeup. That was something that I was really passionate and stern about doing. People told me, no, just get your makeup done, just get your makeup done. But I'm so glad I did my own, because I loved how it looked and I wasn't stressed or anything. I was worried about shaky hands. That was something I was really worried about in the morning, which is just uncontrollable, right? It's just a body reaction. But I was sweet. I did my makeup and I took my time and it looked beautiful, so I was super happy. But I did get Emily and Tui's makeup done so that they could just relax, sit in a chair, and made beautiful by someone else. But yeah, setup was massive. We set up on both a Thursday and on the Friday. I did spend like a full like 3 hours out of that Friday though getting my nails done and Emily's nails done. But it was all go. It was back and forth from the venue. The venue was only 5 minutes from our house, which was perfect for running things back and forth. And then we had our rehearsal on the Friday afternoon, which was so fun. And we had like the bridal party and our parents and partners and things like that. Like, it was just super fun. And then we had some drinks and pizza after that, which was really cool to get into. And then I went home and chilled with the girls, and we had a little sleepover summer party, which was so fun. You don't get many of those anymore, so I felt really blessed to be able to do that with Emily and Tui, because Tui is off next week to go live in Australia. She's also got a baby, and Emily lives in Auckland, so like, sleepovers are barely on the cards these days. But yeah, it was so much fun to to have them around and to share this special milestone with Daniel and I. And yeah, the morning was slow, it was chill, and the photographer came and videographer, and I got some content and stuff, and it was just super fun. And because I now do, like, I film weddings, it was cool because, like, and I create content, like, myself, like, I knew what I was doing, like, and I love being in front of the camera, so it was not hard at all for me. And we just had, yeah, just an absolute blast. The only hiccup we had in the day, which is something we can't control, and that is my girl Mother Nature. I was obsessively checking the weather like 5 times a day for the lead up, and maybe that resistance to let go of control maybe contributed to that, but who knows. It turned out perfect anyway in my eyes. So just before I was due to leave the Airbnb and go to the venue to do the whole thing, to do the whole shebang, the call was made to move everything inside, so that had to be done. And I actually was ready, and I just had to wait at the venue because they had to shift everything inside, but I think it looked gorgeous, and I got sent a photo before we got there, which was I was really glad about, because I just didn't know what it was going to look like. And I was a little bit upset and stressed that that had happened, and it was too windy and rainy outside to have the ceremony outside, but that's okay. It all worked out how it was meant to, and we had, yeah, literally the best day ever. Totally underestimated the sheer amount of strength I would need for the pack down. We did have some help, not as much help as we did for the setup. And what we set up in 2 days, we packed down in like 2 hours because we were doing a day after barbecue. So it was a mammoth effort, and imagine being hungover as well, you know, just not the funnest experience in the world, but we got it done. And so yeah, I feel like the Sunday, Monday were very much a blur, and even last week we're still just trying to figure out our house and get our house back in working order and revitalize the electrolytes lost from drinking and just the energy. Like, so much goes into planning a wedding, guys, and a lot of that stress and pressure sits on the female as well, for the most part, in a traditional sense. And I did take a lot of that upon myself, so I'm stoked with how the day went, and I'm super proud of myself as well for creating such a beautiful day for our friends and family. And I had so many compliments of how it looked and how it ran, and everything was like ran really smoothly, so I'm so happy with that. But yeah, it was, there's no really other way to describe it. Like, and Daniel's like such a cutie. He wrote me a Valentine's Day card, which was obviously a couple of weeks before our wedding, and he said the three top days of my life are the first day, the day I meet you, the second day is when we have kids, and then the third day is when we get married, which is just so cute. And I was talking to Daniel about that, because I was like, it's so true. Like, there is a lot of pressure that your wedding is one of the best or most monumental days in your life. You know, you have your when you're born, you have when you get married, when you have kids. Like, these are traditionally really big moments in your life because things generally change. For Daniel and I, things haven't changed too much because we've already been living together for 4 years, but we do feel this new level of commitment to each other, and we really care about each other, and we love each other, we want the best for each other. And the foundation of our relationship has been built on communication, and we're going to carry that through. But yeah, that making this testament in the eyes of God and the eyes of the Lord and in front of all our friends and family just adds this extra dynamic or extra layer or dimension to our relationship that I just think is so, so cool. And I'm so proud of us as well for choosing this, and the vows we said to each other, which was so cute, by the way. He did such a good job. Like, I was pretty proud of, like, my vows, and I liked them. And Daniel was a little bit like, oh, I'm not too happy with them, but they were so good. He really does have a way with words, and I thought they were so awesome. But yeah, just such a special time with friends and family, and like, as stressful as it was, I'm like, I want to do it again. I'm an entertainer at heart, and I love bringing people together. And now I'm thinking about, okay, can we do another wedding? Are we going to renew our vows in 10 years or what? Or can, like, someone else have a wedding, like my sister or my friends or whatever? Because it's just such a fun day. It's a day of love and celebrating your love in front of everyone else that you love, which I think is just, yeah, such a cool thing. But we've got some exciting stuff coming up. Like, Daniel's 30th is this year. We have booked our honeymoon. We are going to Fiji in mid-April, so literally like a month, which is so excited. And I feel really good about having it a bit later. Having your honeymoon like the week after your wedding, or like going the next day on the Sunday, seems so stressful to me. I don't know, it just seems so chaotic, because I'd have to just leave my house how it is, and I'd rather get my house back in working order and then go, so, and just get back into the swing of things a little bit. We did go on a mini honeymoon on the weekend just gone, which was a really, really great idea. We just went for 2 nights. We went to Martinborough and we drank wine and we had a massage and we just chilled in each other's company and basked in that newlywed bliss, which it totally is a thing. And I'm like trying to get all of it because it's just so fun. And Daniel's like so super excited to introduce me to his wife at events and things now, which is so cute. And I feel like this episode is just me rambling on and being so happy about being in love and being married, but it's true. And I want to do an episode with Daniel and just like chat about the wedding and the planning and the budget and everything that went into it, because like Daniel came into it with very much of a like, I don't know how much a wedding is meant to cost, what's kind of standard these days, what's extravagant. And there was a lot of coaching from my part being like, I want a nice wedding, but I want to do it on a budget, you know. And we still spent a shit ton of money, you know. It was a lot of money for one day. But, and there were moments and comments where we're like, oh, should we just elope? Like, this is so da da da. And it is. A wedding is so stressful to organize, because not only is it just an event for 100 people, but it is your wedding day, and there's just so much pressure that everything goes right. And I had lots of advice from people and templates for run sheets and things like that. So like I was learning and figuring out what I needed to do to execute it and make it a success. And like I was also like so glad that our friends were getting married before us, like 3 weeks earlier, because we got to understand kind of like how the day runs, because we haven't been to many weddings as adults, and like we were like one of the first in our friend group, so kind of leading the way. And if you haven't been involved in bridal parties before, anything, like, you actually have no freaking idea what you're doing. And that's really what it was like. And even Daniel being like a groomsman on his friend's bridal party, like, he got to understand how much is involved, like how big of a day it is, how exhausted it is, how exhausted you get, and how you don't like eat that much, and just how much of a long day it is, even as fun as it is. So yeah, there's just so much around weddings, and I love that I am a part of the wedding industry now, being with Something New Socials and doing my content creation, because it is a special industry, and there will always be an industry for weddings. And the trends and dynamics and everything that comes with a wedding will change and continue to change, and I'm really happy with the trends, I guess, that we jumped on in this point in time in 2024. But it'll continue to change, and I might look back on my wedding, or my grandkids might look back on my wedding and be like, ew, what is she wearing? But I'm still gonna think it was gorgeous, because that was my day, girl. But yeah, I think I'm just rambling at this point. But yeah, I'll get Daniel on another episode, and we'll just chat about all things wedding and relationship as well. I think we have an amazing relationship, and we've built a really good foundation being together for almost 7 years now. And that is something quite hard to come by for young people these days, just with social media and comparison and people losing their ability to communicate properly. And then just the whole dating culture and Tinder and Hinge and all of that jazz. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there. Much love. Thank you so much for sticking around and being patient with me while I became a wife. But yes, we will resume normal scheduling now. If there's any particular episodes or things you want me to talk about, please do let me know on Instagram, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, guys. Give yourself a pat on the back if you made it this far in the episode, because you just invested in your future self. If you loved the episode, please share it far and wide with the people you love. And if you want to connect with me, you can get me at fluorescence.podcast on Instagram. Catch you in the next one.